What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, June 12th, 2018, getting on to the middle of the month here. A lot of stuff going on today, so let's just get right on into it. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phones, put you on the air with your comments and questions. Obviously, the big news of today is that Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un had their little summit meeting. There was a morning breakfast, then a break, and then a main meeting. And they've signed this document, which they showed off the signatures and everything, over there in Singapore. And Trump is laying on the praise to Kim Jong-un, saying he's Kim Jong-un is very talented. We've developed a very special bond, and basically said it worked out better than anybody could have hoped. Maybe. Maybe, maybe. But let's not put the bunting up just yet, because all these two leaders did is trade promises. This little document they've signed is not a formal treaty. So it doesn't really carry the weight of law. It outlines a plan to be implemented somewhere down the road. Now, it's being reported there were basically four items on the document. And that was the United States and North Korea commit to establish new U.S.-North Korean relations in accordance with the desire of the peoples of the two countries for peace and prosperity. Sounds kind of boilerplate to me. Item number two, the United States and North Korea will join their efforts to build a lasting and stable peace regime on the Korean Peninsula. Also rather boilerplate. And South Korea obviously would be part of that. Item number three is where it comes to the meat. Reaffirming the April 27th, 2019 Panmunjom Declaration, North Korea commits to work toward complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. And then finally, item number four, the United States and North Korea commit to recovering POW/MIA remains, including the immediate repatriation of those already identified. Now, those sound really good, but critics are already pointing out that the denuclearization is being handled as a process. North Korea commits to work toward complete denuclearization. It's not going to be immediate. There's no timetable on it. And it's entirely possible this is supposed to be worked out in subsequent meetings between high-level officials. But a lot of Trump's critics are saying, basically, Kim Jong-un won this one. Because Kim Jong-un has had a tremendous boost in his personal prestige having a summit with the president of the United States of America. And so he's walking away from this looking really, really good. It's boosted his image. Over in Asia, that kind of thing is very important in regional politics. Your face, your honor, your status. And Kim Jong-un has played this up to make himself look really good. And he did get that. And again, all that was really signed was promises. Now, Donald Trump did announce, as a sign of good faith, that he was going to halt the military exercises the United States has been conducting with South Korea as part of the commitment to denuclearization from North Korea. Now, Trump said the war games were very expensive and very provocative, and yet stopping them was seen as a major concession that the U.S. previously refused until they could get to the summit. Now, the Pentagon is saying they have yet to actually receive any orders to stand down the assets in that area. One more thing about that list of promises, item number three. It talks about denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, not just North Korea. Now, South Korea doesn't have nuclear weapons, but they've worked most of the way to being able to very quickly build them under the supervision of the IAEA. And they've reported everything that they've done. They have stockpiles of the necessary materials. They've got the engineering all set to go. So that technology is going to be a factor. in the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Now, during the Cold War, the United States kept nuclear weapons in South Korea, but bit by bit during the George W. Bush administration and Obama, these weapons were pulled back home in a response to certain treaties regarding short-range nuclear-tipped missiles. So as of right now, officially, the United States does not have any nuclear weapons inside South Korea. What nuclear weapons are on those military assets out at sea is open to question. Supposedly, they're denuclearized as well, but one can never really be sure. But definitely, South Korea's nuclear technology will be an issue. So we're a long way away from this being a done deal. But at the moment, it puts the possibility of a military attack against North Korea on the back burner and allows the U.S. government to shift its focus back over to Syria and Iran. And I'm sure people like Lindsey Graham, they're out there saying, darn, 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 I wanted this war going now. Or Josh Bolton. We're going to do a shout out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network here. Apparently, Donald Trump invited Kim Jong-un to visit the White House, and Kim Jong-un has accepted. And apparently, going on down to Singapore really was kind of revelatory for Kim Jong-un. And part of this talk about economic development is that Kim Jong-un wants to move away from the hard Marxism and start doing what Singapore is doing, because it's certainly working in Singapore. If you've ever seen it, it's a gorgeous place. Gorgeous, gorgeous place. Now, CNN is not doing well in the ratings. In fact, more people are watching Nickelodeon than watch CNN, and part of the reason is their behavior. So CNN's Jim Acosta was over there in Singapore, and he was just shouting questions at Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un at very inappropriate moments. Wasn't a press conference. In fact, he was shouting during the actual signing of the document, which is a formal occasion that is not supposed to be interrupted. And if you see the video of that going on when Jim Acosta is shouting, Trump is just ignoring him. But the last word I'm hearing is that the White House is basically asking for CNN to revoke Jim Acosta's press credentials, or they're going to revoke his White House press credentials, because he basically, at what should have been an extraordinary historic moment, if for no other reason than the meeting between the President of the United States and the President of North Korea, for Jim to just behave like that. And apparently there was all over Twitter, they were just on his case for his childish behavior. All right. So let's get on over to the war zones here, because there's plenty of war to keep people like Lindsey Graham and Josh Bolton happy. Syria is getting ready to launch a major offensive into the southwest towards the Israel contact line. This is the line that Israel drew across the Golan when they stole it from Syria, and I don't think Syria is going to cross it, but they want to clean the rebels out of that southwest area. Now, as of right now in Syria, the remnants of ISIS and al-Qaeda are all in the areas controlled by the U.S. Syria has gotten rid of them in Syrian territory, and now they want to finish this up. And Syria has sent a message to the United States: we are coming into these areas to go after the rebels. Please do not oppose us. And so it's going to be very, very tense. And it may turn out to be a very rapid operation. And it might be that Russian and Syrian staff officers are already planning a classical Soviet deep operation offensive to just overwhelm and break up the enemy. But it's very significant that the Syrian government has sent the United States government a clear and unambiguous directive: we are going after ISIS and al-Qaeda. Do not get in our way. And they have ample reason for doing that, because during this whole time when the United States claimed that they were in Syria to get ISIS and al-Qaeda, they were actually protecting them. The Syrian government was complaining about it. The Iraqi government was complaining about it. We know that the U.S. was covertly supplying and arming ISIS and al-Qaeda and these various other rebel groups to use as proxies against Bashar al-Assad. Now, at this point, the United States has no legal justification to still be in Syria. The Syrian government doesn't want them there. The Syrian government has not given them permission to be there. There's been no declaration of war between the United States and Syria, and there is no United Nations Security Council resolution authorizing it. And yet the United States stays in Syria and tries to dictate to the Syrian government what to do in their own country. It's basically, again, showing our foreign policy has devolved into you do what we say or bad things happen to you. Like the mafia here. Meanwhile, the Syrian army has repelled a militants attack coming from the U.S.-held area on Palmyra. So the U.S. is still trying to get this thing going. And meanwhile, U.S. airstrikes have killed 18 civilians in northeast Syria. So the bloodshed and the bombs keep going on, going on. We're getting another warning from Russia about a pending false flag chemical weapon attack in Syria to allow the United States to launch in at least more cruise missiles, if not an outright invasion. This prediction centers on Deir Ezor, and all we can do is wait for it to happen and know that this is what our government does to keep the wars going. Now, the other day, we were talking about the recent elections in Iraq where Muqtada al-Sadr had won by a huge majority. And then all of a sudden, all of the U.S.-backed politicians in Iraq started demanding recounts, a do-over, a redo. And that was followed by the burning of the warehouse where the ballots were kept. Iraq has a system a lot like the United States. The ballots are counted electronically, but then they are stored for hand recounting if necessary. But unfortunately, half the ballots have now burned up. As I said before, it could be one of two cases. It could be Muqtada having cheated to win, except that he was not in control of those voting machines. Or it could be that the U.S.-backed politicians in Iraq want to force Muqtada out. They want to force a new election that they can steal. And the only way they can get a new election is to be able to make it impossible to verify the vote on the old election. But Sadr is rejecting a revote, and he's saying that Iraqis must unite to avoid another civil war, because civil war is exactly what the United States would like to see happen to keep Iraq weak, helpless, under U.S. control, and selling their oil for the U.S. dollar. Up in Afghanistan, Russia is getting involved in diplomatic efforts to try and hook up the Taliban in direct negotiations with Kabul. And according to Sergey Lavrov, the heads of ministries supported the Afghan president call for a direct dialogue with the Taliban members. Now, the U.S. is never going to let things settle down in Afghanistan. It's not just the oil pipeline. It's all that opium. If the Taliban and Kabul were to make peace and settle down, again, the U.S. would not have a reason to be there. So they'll find some way to jam a monkey wrench into the gears here. Down in Turkey, Erdogan is talking really, really tough, and apparently he's amping up his campaign against the Kurds. But he's saying that Turkey will use those S-400 missiles. They didn't buy them from Russia just to keep them in a storage locker. And basically adding that the purchase was to reduce Turkey's dependency on U.S. armed supplies, especially as they continue to perform so poorly. Up in Ukraine, Kiev is testing the Javelin missile system. And this, of course, is to defy Russia. Russia's trying to calm everything down in Ukraine, and Kiev is out there with these missiles that were basically given to Kiev by the United States. Down in Israel, interesting little story. Apparently, Israel was forced to demolish some settlers' homes because the illegal settler families actually just built their settlements on private Palestinian property to which there was a solid title. So Israel has come on in, and they're dismantling the illegal homes, but they're going to set them up on another piece of disputed property nearby. And meanwhile, these settlers are getting $16.7 million for all their trouble. And the reason I'm reporting this is because every time that Israel demolishes a Palestinian home, there's never any compensation. And in those cases, Israel doesn't rebuild the homes in a new location. Remember, we talked about this situation. This goes back to the Bloody Monday massacre, about how people had pointed out that the snipers' rifles being used by those snipers to kill those and cripple those people were part of Great Britain's military aid to Israel. And a lot of people were saying Great Britain ought to be making sure that these weapons are not being used to kill civilians. And the official response from Great Britain is saying, no, we're not interested in assurances from Israel over the use of British arms killing Palestinian civilians. It's business as usual. You bought them, you use them for whatever you want. We reported on this story the end of last week, but it's definitely moving forward. Israeli authorities have been caught on video excavating portions of the historic Bab al-Rahma Cemetery next to Al-Aqsa Mosque in occupied East Jerusalem. The cemetery is believed to contain the final resting places of two companions of Islam's Prophet Muhammad. For you Christians out there, that's the equivalent of finding the burial place of a disciple. That's how important that would be. But they don't know exactly where in the cemetery they are. But the Israeli authorities, Israel's Nature and Parks Authority, are digging up part of the cemetery and planning to build a national park trail. Now, anytime there is so much as a scratch on a Jewish grave, everybody screams anti-Semitism, so forth and so on. Here you have a Muslim graveyard that is historically significant, and they're just knocking part of it over for a park trail. So, looking at what Netanyahu's been doing lately, realizing how bad a mistake he made with the optics of the Bloody Monday massacre, followed by the shooting of that Palestinian medic, Netanyahu is now trying to find a way to drive a wedge between the Palestinians and the Gulf states. Because the Gulf states, they're very angry at what's going on. Not so much because of the Palestinians, but because they too are Muslim and they're seeing Israel's attitude toward their fellow Muslims. Although, to be fair, there are also Christians in Gaza. So apparently, Prime Minister Netanyahu and Donald Trump are going to propose a new peace plan, which will be much closer to the Israeli government positions than previous U.S. peace plans. And Netanyahu is expecting the Palestinians to reject Trump's plan, thus creating an opening for the Gulf states to support it and distance themselves from the Palestinian leadership while inching closer toward Israel. And they're doing that because there's a common view of Iran as the main threat in the region, which we know is another invention by Israel itself. These Middle Eastern nations are being played. They are being played. All right, we're going to take a break here for commercials, and we'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And if you are able to support Republic Broadcasting, or for that matter, whatreallyhappened.com, this is a time when we really need it. Equipment wears out, breaks, we have to replace it. Costs for services like hosting are going up. And we are in a time right now where the powers that be are trying to scare advertisers away from the independent media. The only advantage we have right now is that we have a large audience, and it's growing, as opposed to corporate media, whose audience is shrinking. More people are watching Nickelodeon than CNN right now, as I mentioned before. So if you can help Republic Broadcasting, the postal address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity, cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number to call in and pledge to be a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719, extension 1 during business hours, and extension 3 at all other times. Getting on back to the situation with Israel, there's an interesting story that came on out from Associated Press, no less. And they're polling people both in the United States and Israel, Jewish people, about what's been going on in Israel. And they're starting to see a major schism open up where American Jews, which Israel relies on for a good part of their donated money, they're not at all happy with what Israel has been doing to the Palestinians, mostly because it's harming the image of Israel, the Jewish state, around the world. And their American Jews are concerned. It's reflecting badly on them. So apparently, a survey of the American Jewish Committee showed 77% of Israelis approved of the president's handling of U.S.-Israel relations, while only 34% of American Jews do. 85% of Israelis supported the embassy move. Only 46% of American Jews did. So there's a schism opening up there. Okay. Over in Nicaragua, things are really getting bad. It's basically for 2 months, there is an uprising trying to oust President Daniel Ortega. And it's hard to tell if this is a genuine organic revolution or another one of these staged coup d'etats by the United States government. But a lot of people are concerned because Ortega hasn't really issued any statements for 5 days. And they're wondering if something has already happened to him. Speaking of silence, apparently Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman is in fact alive and well. He's been reportedly seen at least once. So it may be that he was grievously injured during the attempted coup, but he did survive, and now he's on his way back here. China is still very angry over the United States opening this $256 million de facto embassy in Taiwan. And it's called the American Institute of Taiwan, but it serves all the functions of an embassy. And China is saying that this is putting a strain on Chinese-American relations because, again, China sees Taiwan as part of their entire country, and the United States is starting to make noises like it supports Taiwan's view that it is, in fact, an independent republic, which is kind of hypocritical when you remember how the U.S. insisted that Crimea had to stay part of Ukraine to respect its territorial integrity. Have you noticed how the United States' respect for territorial integrity sort of comes and goes on an ad hoc basis? We need territorial integrity here, but yeah, we're going to whack off pieces of Syria, give them to the Kurds, give them to Israel. So at a time when we're already dealing with a trade war with China, I think goading them this way, along with escalating the tensions in the South China Sea. You know, I'm glad that Trump and Kim Jong-un pulled back a little bit. We don't know if it's permanent. But there are so many places where flashpoints exist, and so many people in governments around the world, like Lindsey Graham and Josh Bolton, who just think war is really cool. And most of these war hawks have never been in a war themselves. They've never been a ground pounder. They had privileged lives. They were in the rear echelons if they served at all. But now they want to be fearless and warlike and mean with other people's children and money. We got to take another break for commercials. We will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Women. And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to take a phone call from Jim in Chicago. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Regarding the summit yesterday or this morning, there were two winners. The first winner was Kim. He was able to meet with a sitting American president, and he showed the world that he's very personal, he's friendly, and he's open-minded. Now, the second winner is Dennis Rodman. This is something that he's been working on for the past 5 years. He asked Obama to do it, but Obama sort of brushed them off, and he knows Trump, and he knows Kim. So Dennis Rodman is a person that people really need to thank also.
Yes, I agree.
So that's basically it, Michael. You take care.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Yeah, and Dennis, of course, has no official capacity in any of this, so he's got to be careful that he doesn't actually violate the Logan Act. But, yeah, he was definitely a facilitator in all this, and I hope Donald Trump will remember that. Now, the governments of Germany and France have agreed to create a joint European army. Presumably, the other member states of the EU will come in as well. But people are pointing at this and saying this may be the beginning of the end of NATO, which a lot of people see as a redundant relic of an Atlanticist past. And it's another indicator that Europe is going to go its own way from the United States of America. NATO was kind of the military glue that hooked them all together. That may not be true anymore. Military experts are warning that U.S. drone strike policy may backfire, because the more the United States shoots these drones into other people's countries and kills people or bombs things, the more and more these other countries are acquiring the remnants of drones that are brought down, like the way Iran brought down that surveillance drone. And they can copy it and make their own, which Iran has done. And a lot of people are very concerned, because ever since the United States started doing drone strikes, it was always with the attitude of, well, we can do them to the rest of the world and they can't touch us. But those days are not going to last forever. And if we're not careful about reestablishing peace and diplomacy, we could see drones coming across our border to attack key individuals. Wouldn't even have to be from a nation state. The drug cartels have the money to build these kind of devices, send them over the border, target key people. It's always the danger when you come up with a new whiz-bang weapon. It's only a matter of time before it gets into the hands of people who do not like you. I mean, look how hard they tried to protect the secret of the atomic bomb. And the Soviet Union still got it. Story coming out of Blacklisted News here. And basically, the U.S. Army is planning to deploy autonomous killer robots on the battlefield by 2028. Boy, what could possibly go wrong, right? I mean, given the high quality performance of the military's other toys. So I have a real issue with this. And a lot of it has to do with the existing problems with computer vision recognition systems, whether it's the iPhone 10 or the self-driving cars that miss certain things. These autonomous killer robots could very easily kill the wrong target, or even a non-target, a civilian. I think it's just another, we need a lot of money for some whiz-bang high-tech project that is going to wind up being another boondoggle like the F-35. Speaking of the F-35, over in Great Britain, they've already acquired four of the F-35s they're buying. And somebody pointed out they're parked at the edge of the airfield surrounded by a 5-foot picket fence that is apparently all the security they have around these multi-million dollar aircraft, which include lots of top secret and classified technology here. So let's turn to the domestic politics here. There's a lot of stuff going on that is not being covered because of the corporate media's obsession with Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump. And I agree, it was historic. I'm just not ready to say this is a done deal, both because of Kim Jong-un's awareness of the U.S. government's past history of not keeping their word on certain things. People are still talking about this growing scandal over the FBI spying on the Trump campaign and later the Trump transition. And the FBI is out there basically trying to say, oh, we're out there to catch Russians. And we were there to help Trump. We're there to take care of him. And both of those excuses have now been completely discredited. First of all, there were no Russians to catch. In fact, a lot of these agents that were infiltrating the Trump campaign were trying to entrap some of the Trump campaign workers into meetings with Russian assets. They were trying to manufacture this Russian collusion out of thin air, and it didn't work. And as Donald Trump himself said, if the FBI were really doing all of this skullduggery to help Donald Trump steer clear of Russians, why didn't the FBI tell Trump? And Trump has said if there had even been a hint of suspicion Manafort was compromised by the Russians, he never would have hired him in the first place. So the FBI's story is completely falling apart. This is Watergate version 2. And I don't think it stops just with the FBI. We know it involves the Department of Justice and probably CIA and NSA as well. In fact, we're finding out now, apparently, Department of Justice is having to surrender more of their documents about what was going on. And you remember that infamous meeting between Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch? Apparently, when word of that leaked out that it had happened, it got out into the public, that caused a minor panic at the Department of Justice. So whatever was really being talked about was some heavy-duty stuff. Over at Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton has won a small victory. They were in court last Saturday, and the court has ordered the Department of Justice to provide more info on the search for Obama Department of Justice Podesta Clinton campaign collusion docs uncovered originally by WikiLeaks. As usual, the Department of Justice is stonewalling or saying not responsive. They're just handing out a few pieces at a time, trying to look like they're in compliance, but they're not. It's just screams of cover-up all over it. Now, Manafort is arguing before the court system that the indictments against him ought to be dropped for the simple reason that they involve allegations of criminality totally unconnected to the Trump campaign or Russia. And he's saying Attorney General Sessions and Rod Rosenstein and Robert Mueller have gone way off the original mission of the special counsel, the Trump-Russia collusion. And now they're on a fishing expedition. And apparently, Manafort has found some very sympathetic judges along the way. There was one last May that said, yeah, we dare not let a special counsel have that much unfettered power. Now we're hearing from Lou Dobbs that Judge Ellis may still side with Paul Manafort in his case against Special Counsel Robert Mueller and the Department of Justice. Now, it's moving along slowly, but it is moving. Down at Freedom Watch, Larry Klayman is filing a lawsuit against Hillary Clinton for wrongful deaths at Benghazi. Now, I'm not sure how he has come by legal standing to sue. Maybe he's got some of the family members of those Americans who were killed there to come on board and say, we're going to sue for wrongful death, civil damages here. And they have a strong case because the Americans who were at that consulate in Benghazi had requested increased security because of the hostility of the Libyan people toward the United States. And Hillary Clinton's State Department said no. Now, there may be some kind of a claim of executive immunity for Hillary Clinton, but it's going to drag this scandal back out into the light one more time. And I think it needs to be. People need to be reminded of just what our top politicians are really capable of. And it is not pretty. Meanwhile, there's yet another scandal emerging from the Clinton campaign. Involving the state-level Democratic parties were basically in a scheme to funnel as much as $84 million to Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign. Now, Dan Backer, an attorney based in Virginia, excuse me, has filed a lawsuit saying that this plan was put in place to circumvent campaign contribution limits set by the federal government. So instead of donating directly to the Hillary Clinton campaign, they would break it up and donate to the Democratic state-level parties, who then knew they had instructions to basically send it all onto the Hillary Clinton campaign. It was a campaign finance violation. And apparently it's up to 40 states now. Nevada's the most recent one that got involved. All this corruption, and nobody gets arrested. Nobody goes to jail. The corporate media ignores it. even worse, they point to anybody who's talking about it. Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. You know, it's just a nothing burger. You shouldn't be looking at that. That's what sporting events are for. You're supposed to be looking at baseball games and football games and basketball games and not think about how the government's running the country, because really that's way above your pay grade here. Out in California, Governor Brown has finally reached a $200 billion with a B budget deal. And apparently some of the things that got cut at the last minute were expanded access to health care and tax breaks to undocumented Californians. Well, there's a surprise to me that undocumented Californians are actually paying taxes. But the $200 billion budget deal has set aside enough money in reserves to fill the rainy day fund with almost $14 billion. And another $2.2 billion is set aside for unexpected emergencies. So the sum of these two set-aside funds give the state around $16 billion in total reserves, which they hope is enough to weather a mild recession that may be coming along here. Now, obviously, with the signing of the document between Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump, investors are already drooling over the possibility of getting into North Korea. And I'm sure that includes a lot of South Korean interests as well, because of the vast mineral resources that North Korea has. And not to mention all that opium, of course. But investors are already starting to talk about coming up with these ventures, setting up mining ventures inside North Korea to extract these minerals. And that will bring a lot of money into North Korea. Like I said, looking at Kim Jong-un touring around Singapore, it looked to me like he was impressed. He was sufficiently impressed, where he really does want to have some reforms in North Korea. The big open issue is going to be what kind of security guarantees can the U.S. give him that he really is in a position to trust. That really is the sticking point here. Venezuela's hyperinflation is totally, totally out of control. It's soared 24,000% in the past year. And President Maduro's government controls most of the country's economy and is in the midst of an ever-deepening crisis with food and medicines in short supply. And the government blames U.S. sanctions and businessmen who are speculating on the problems, vulture capitalists, in other words. And the Venezuela situation is so bad, a lot of them are crossing the border illegally into Colombia, and now Colombia is feeling the pinch from that as well. Now, here's an article, and I have to admit, when I first saw this, I wasn't really sure about it, because this is from Fox News, and it's called Voluntarily Vagrant, Homeless Youth, a Crusty Urban Challenge. And the story is that you're seeing a lot of young adults, and they go by many names like crusty punks, crusties, gutter punks, crumb bums, dirty kids. And it's young adults who they're claiming have chosen a homeless urban lifestyle. And I have a hard time with that one. I don't think anybody really wants to be homeless. It's a very dangerous environment out there, sleeping on the streets. And I understand that people who are homeless long enough do get used to it, and their desire to get back into a home starts to fade. But for somebody to simply say, I'm going to be voluntarily homeless, I think there's something else going on here that's not being talked about. Whether these are kids who were living with their parents, but the parents can't afford to support them anymore, or what's going on. But I see this as a very sick indicator of the state of our economy. And apparently these young people, they're doing drugs in the local parks. They apparently have enough money for illicit drugs. They're making camp, sleeping outside storefronts. And there's been a few incidents of violence. I don't think it's as simple as it's being portrayed in the story, that these kids just decided they wanted to avoid the 9-to-5 lifestyle and just voluntarily be homeless. I don't buy that. Something else is going on here that is not being talked about. But if you look at all the homeless and hungry in this country, in every city, in every state, you can't look at that and say that this economy is in good shape or is in recovery. It isn't. And claims that the economy is doing wonderfully and unemployment is low and inflation is down, they're all lies. Open your eyes and take a look around this country for yourself and see if it looks like a country with a good economy. And if you want a reference, look at those videos of Donald Trump in Singapore. Look at the city of Singapore. That's a country with a good economy, with a real good economy. Compare that to what the United States looks like, you will understand. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Over in Great Britain, as you know, the battle between the Brexiteers and the Remainers is still ongoing, even though the British people overwhelmingly voted to leave the European Union. There are still those politicians who have sold out to Brussels, not to mention Brussels itself, who are trying to find a way to derail it. And one of their last ditch efforts was an attempt to have the House of Lords, or rather, this was an attempt by the House of Lords to impose a new amendment on the European Union withdrawal bill, which would grant Parliament the final say over Brexit negotiations. In other words, they could vote to say Brexit's called off, we don't like the deal, and to heck with what the British people want. So the House of Lords, which is like our Senate, except they're unelected, tried this amendment. It went to the full Parliament, and the Parliament voted it down. So that means the vote of the British people stands. They want out of the EU. Probably one of the reasons why George Soros is saying that everything that could go wrong has gone wrong with his globalist dreams here. The British media are starting apparently to lose patience with Theresa May's weakness on the Brexit deal. The Sun, the Daily Mail, and the Telegraph have just been putting out these columns and opinion pages that are issuing these ominous warnings to the Prime Minister to change course. And the Sun is saying she should prepare for no deal, and said if she just doesn't get going and get Brexit done, that she should quit. Now, Theresa May talked the language about Brexit when she was campaigning, but a lot of observers have said that really inside she's a Remainer. Now, as you know, over in Italy, and this is another reason why George Soros is losing sleep at night, there was a national election which resulted in the two most Eurosceptic parties winning in a landslide and forming a coalition government which is closing the borders. No more refugees coming on in. Send them someplace else. We don't want them. And they're pulling away from Brussels. They haven't announced that they're ditching the euro for the lira just yet, but that's been talked about. Well, this last weekend, they had their municipal elections across Italy. They have a different system than us. They have the national elections on one day and the local elections on another. And once again, the Eurosceptic candidates swept the field. So this is the beginning of the pushback. This is the beginning of the pushback with all of this stuff. People don't like this stuff. So let's see. Now, Judicial Watch is filing more lawsuits against George Soros and his various organizations, basically trying to find out exactly what's been going on and who's really paying for it. Now, a lot of people think Soros is very rich, and he is. His Open Society Foundations, he basically started them with $18 billion with a B. But apparently, there are cases where U.S. taxpayer money is going through his organizations. He's being used as a front. We got to take a break for station identification. We got a caller waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.